Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of news to get into here today. Very, very busy day, obviously. Last night was Raw. I'm sure everybody wants to talk about the show and how much it sucked until the main event, which was actually a pretty good main event. We got a full lineup for the TLC show, which is coming up on Sunday. This was the go-home show for TLC. But yes, there is potentially bigger news than Raw, believe it or not. Everything, basically. Story was updated at 2:45 Eastern. The most active and financially lucrative year in combat sports TV content history continued Tuesday with the news that ONE Championship, formerly ONE Fighting Championship, is coming to U.S.-based Turner Sports, according to ESPN's Ariel Helwani. Asian-based ONE is the MMA organization that recently traded the former UFC light heavyweight champion, Demetrius Johnson, flyweight champion, signed both former UFC lightweight champion Eddie Alvarez and UFC welterweight prospect Sage Northcutt. The deal is for 3 years, begins on January 19, 2019, with 24 shows per year to air live on BR Live, Turner's digital platform, which made headlines this year by offering NBA fans a chance to buy single games or even part of a single game. Helwani wrote that taped events will air on TNT. Air on TNT with shoulder programming and a reality show also in the plans. Turner Sports was interested in acquiring the UFC broadcast rights earlier this year, but the company's merger talks with AT&T prevented that from going further. So far in 2019, the industry has seen the UFC sign a five-year, $1.5 billion deal with ESPN. WWE signed with NBC Universal and Fox totaling $2.35 billion, and DAZN signed both Bellator and boxer Canelo Alvarez to big money deals. I'm going to talk about this after the break. Mike Sempervivi joins us. Your calls, texts, and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi should be joining us here in a while here. Got a lot to get into here today. If you want to give us a call, the phone number, 1-800. Pardon me, everybody. Phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY is the Sports Byline 844-411-5411 is the studio line here. And, of course, if you want to give us a call or text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. That is the text message line. And this story here about Turner and One, the former One Fighting Championships. They've signed a new three-year deal, and I don't want to get everybody's hopes up here. I don't need to see this all over the internet with Brian Alvarez reporting this, Brian Alvarez reporting that. I'm just looking at what's happening, and I'm speculating here. Does everybody understand? This is potentially great news for All Elite Wrestling, because Turner, as noted in this story, was interested in acquiring UFC last year, and it didn't happen. And they have now signed a deal with One Fighting Championships. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, if you'll recall, there was a period where Spike TV was like, it was the UFC channel. And there were a million UFC events. And you know what else was on that channel? Impact. TNA Impact Wrestling. Spike was very, very successful with a combination of UFC and later Impact Wrestling. So the very fact that Turner is now getting into the combat sports game, I'm not saying that All Elite Wrestling is going to end up on TBS or TNT. I'm not saying that at all, everybody. Do you understand? I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that if I were trying to put together All Elite Wrestling and I saw this news, I would be very hopeful, because I think that this news opens up the possibility, and maybe not even All Elite Wrestling, but just I think the possibility is there now for TBS and TNT to potentially pick up a professional wrestling program. So we'll see what happens. All we know right now is that One is going to Turner, and I think it's a pretty potentially big story that will play out in 2019. Mike, any thoughts?
I'll say it. If it exists, it's going to end up on one of these streaming channels. It's going to be hard to believe that it won't. I'm looking at the BR Live lineup, the Bleacher Report Live, in partnership with American Express lineup that's currently there. And there's National Lacrosse League coverage, which is a very regional, although burgeoning sport across the country, but still very, very regional. There's UEFA Cup, Champions League matches, and there's not a whole lot else. It looks like a couple of soccer leagues that are not under the auspices right now of DAZN and BN, and that's about it. There's Youth League, there's the Suzuki Cup, there's under 21 Euro qualifications. I mean, there's not a lot here. And there's NBA coverage, obviously. There's going to be NCAA coverage, I'm sure, because of the deal that Turner has and the billion-dollar deal that they have with the NCAA. So they're going to need programming, I'm sure, as it continues to grow. NBC Sports, and it starts to put their stuff on their own platform, they're going to need programming. DAZN is going to need all of these things are going to need programming. So it is difficult to believe that one of these existing wrestling organizations or a future existing wrestling organization is probably going to appear on one of these channels. It's just a matter of when and who it is. But this is just another example of how much did it say? Did it give an estimate on how much one was going to be paid for this deal, or does it just say it's going to be on there?
It doesn't say anything about what it's worth, but yeah. I'm sure it's not cheap.
No, yeah, it's not like they're not going to be getting paid anything to come on. So, yeah, there's going to be opportunity that's going to present itself again. There's going to be come to Jesus over the years, but we're just starting it because, again, I don't know how much this is going to cost a month. They do offer games on demand. They offer NBA games on demand. They offer replays of all of their stuff, you know, for $2.99 and $1.99 and stuff like that. It's going to be interesting to see who actually lasts with all this and how all these things are going to be structured as well too. Because
dude, it's not just a streaming deal. Taped events are airing on TNT.
They are, but I that's one of those things where, as it stands right now, we don't know if it's going to be anything beneficial at all to be on TNT. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly,
it's not beneficial to be on TNT
at 2:30 in the morning and you're one championship. Not necessarily.
We don't know if it's 2:30 in the morning. We don't know what time.
But we're not going to know also what the structure of the reality show is going to be, what taped is going to be, how that's going to be too. So I'm a little bit more cautious there because, I mean, there's been a million events that have come on in the middle of the night and stuff like that, and I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. But I also know that even though they've gotten into a lot of different things, TNT has been built on scripted shows, and there's still a big competition there. So it's going to be interesting to see, again, as this thing grows, how exactly this is played with 1FC and how exactly they play their reality show and play this quote-unquote shoulder programming.
Here's the thing, everybody. We don't know anything. We don't know anything about anything right now, all right? But yes, I'm an old man, but to me, getting your stuff on TNT right now is potentially more valuable than getting it on any of these streaming services. Now, let me put it this way. If these streaming services, let's say I'm All Elite Wrestling, and a streaming service wants to pay me $24 million a year for my programming, I'm jumping on that thing faster than you can even imagine. But how many people are watching Bellator on DAZN? Raise your hand, everybody. I don't see any hands right here.
How many people are watching Bellator on Spike?
Well, way more we're watching on Spike than are watching on DAZN. Way more. Like, we have no idea. We have no idea how many people are going to be watching UFC on ESPN+. They're pushing this thing like crazy. But, like, we don't know. I mean, I have a friend, and, yes, this is a my friend example here.
Now, before you even go on, does your friend like sports?
Yeah, he's a huge sports fan.
Okay.
I have a friend, and he watches every UFC. He has parties at his house all the time. They had the ugly sweater party this past Saturday night where they all sat around in ugly sweaters and watched UFC. I was talking to him the other night about this ESPN Plus deal, and I was explaining to him what was going to happen in 2019 because he has no idea what's going on with television. And I was explaining, dude, they're done with Fox. There's no more shows on Fox. They're moving to ESPN Plus. He's like, what is ESPN Plus? I said, it's a streaming deal. He goes, well, how much is it? I said, it's about $5. He's like, nah, it's not too bad. And he said the same thing that many people have said about streaming services, and that is, God, there's so many that I have to buy.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy another one. So, yeah, the UFC, they signed a $1.5 billion deal. We have no idea what's going to happen when they move those shows to ESPN+. Presumably, a lot of UFC fans are still going to buy ESPN+. But, dude, there's no guarantee. I know all the young kids think that everybody's going to buy it and everybody's going to watch it streaming, and streaming is the future, and streaming is the future. I cut the cord, for crying out loud. But there is a limit, and I don't know how many people are going to be watching ESPN+. I don't know how many wrestling fans would be interested in paying for this BR Live if ended up with the All Elite Wrestling is going to be on that instead of Turner. I mean, if they're on TBS or TNT, to me, that means a lot more than if they're on BR Live. Now, obviously, if they're offered $25 million for BR Live, go for it. Make the money. But, hey,
look, you're exactly right. But if you're just going to be the block of coverage that's currently occupied by, like, I don't know, NCIS reruns at literally 2 o'clock in the morning once basketball and other stuff is over, then that's a little bit different. And again, if you're just acquiring, and we are way early in this, it's just a lot of speculation. The bottom line is, no matter what, this is not going to end anytime soon with these organizations and these streaming services popping up, and the fact that they're desperately going to need content. So they're going to throw everything out there. I mean, in some ways, this is the Wild West. I mean, it's like syndication all over again, just in a completely different way, with all of these things popping up. And at some point, there's going to be a market correction on all of it. But until there is, I mean, you're going to see, Bill, as big as billiards is and pool and dart competition is in the UK, I mean, that's one of the few things that has not caught on here. I mean, I think we're going to see that come up more and more. And we're going to start seeing, probably. Because we hear a lot about NASCAR and some other things, but it's going to be interesting with some of these other contracts are up with other sports, what they're going to get, some of these more obscure ones.
Back in a moment, everybody, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a bunch of text messages here about all sorts of subjects. Yes, including last night's Raw. What did you think of Raw last night? This person here says, what's the ETA for WWE running more god-awful billionaire Ted segments? Hey, if All Elite Wrestling gets on Turner, sooner than you might think, my friend. Sooner than you might think.
I don't know if I want to cross American Express.
Or says, if a wrestling show were to get on a channel or one of these platforms, would it be the kind of thing where the promotion itself would pay to? No, they're not going to pay. Are you kidding me?
No, this day and age, hell no.
No, they'd lose their ass. They will. All Elite Wrestling is not paying to be on any channel.
This ain't shortwave radio these days. It's a lot more than like $20 an hour here.
I've made this very clear from the beginning. This is just the way it's going to be. If they get a well-paying television deal, or presumably a very well-paying streaming deal, there will be an All Elite Wrestling. If they don't, there's not going to be. They're not just going to run random shows. I mean, I shouldn't say that. There will be an All Elite 2 one way or the other. I think that's pretty much a given. But like, they're not just going to randomly run house shows throughout the week. They're not going to pay to get on television. They're not going to run a show on YouTube. I mean, they're much smarter than that. They're not in this thing to lose money. Says, I'm sure I will pay $5 for ESPN Plus, but it might be a monthly decision based on the card. In other words, he'll pay $5 if there's a card he likes. If there's not a card he likes, he won't pay his $5.
It's fair.
Bert says, streaming is the future, but I'm not paying for another service. Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon are enough for me. Hey, listen, I've heard that from lots of people.
I've argued that here, and I know you've kind of, you didn't blow it off, but you half blew it off. If somebody wants something enough, it's going to be there, and these things are going to survive. I don't necessarily know that that's going to be the case with mergers and things like that. I mean, I think the issue is going to be, you know, eyeballs and subscriptions, obviously, counteracted by how much these guys are paying for rights. And at some point, there's going to have to be some sort of come of Jesus there, because if nobody's watching this and nobody's subscribing, I mean, ESPN could go on. I mean, they're almost like WWE in some ways forever if they felt like it. They take a PR hit, but they could roll on at a loss with ESPN Plus forever if they wanted to. Not everybody's going to be able to do that. Not everybody's going to have the interest in doing that as well, too.
All right. This person here says, I received an email offering me 3 months of WWE Network for 99 cents. Yep, people get those all the time. Nothing has changed. Person has a potpourri idea, the December 20th, 2007 Impact, the barbed wire Christmas tree. I'll consider that if I can find that somewhere. All right, a bunch of comments on Raw. This person says, I'm concerned that Drew is going to beat Finn clean on Sunday. This was before he beat Dolph last night. It's one thing to build up a new top guy, but he's destroying every babyface along the way. How much heat do you get on a heel with a clean win? Unless they're planning on turning him soon. He always talks about how hard of a worker he is. And I'm pretty sure the main reason they put Seth in a TLC match last night was to give him an excuse to lose to Dean. If they want to build him up for Brock and Mania, they need to get the Intercontinental belt off of him with a good excuse.
Wait a second. If Drew McIntyre and Finn Balor have an awesome match, and it is very possible that they could have an awesome match on Sunday, and Balor looks good, and he doesn't look like a geek, and McIntyre wins and comes up with his hand up, I mean, unfortunately, even if you're the biggest Finn Balor fan in the world right now, What's more important, the continued ascension and trying to make a star out of Drew McIntyre, or going back and giving Finn a win here? I mean, I know it will make your heart feel good if you're a Finn Balor fan that he gets the Duke on Sunday, but like,
dude,
how does that make any sense at all?
Everyone, Finn's losing on Sunday. Hello? Why do we even think otherwise? I mean, yeah, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But if you guys, I keep bringing up this story because it's preposterous, but 2 weeks ago, following the death of George H.W. Bush, Vince decided the show needed to be happier. And so he rewrote a show that was heat heavy. So my guess is, I don't know this for sure, but my guess is that Dolph Ziggler was not going to beat Drew McIntyre 2 weeks ago. But that was one of the changes that Vince made to send the people home happy. Well, what happened this week? Drew had to get his win back. And not only did he get his win back, he mutilated that guy. So I don't understand how watching that show you could think there's any chance of Finn Balor beating Drew McIntyre on Sunday. I guess it's possible. I mean, maybe up and down the show, every other heel is winning, and Vince is like, ah, give this Finn kid one win. We'll beat him the next day.
Even if you don't like how this thing has been built up, you know, and you can hope for it. Obviously, you hope for a good match. What is more important to you right now? The continued trying to make sure that you have solidified Drew McIntyre, or is it giving Finn a win back here? I mean, it just
Finn shouldn't get a win back.
It doesn't make any sense.
Drew should win on Sunday. That's it. They're trying to build a guy here. It doesn't even matter anyway. I mean, Finn Balor wins and loses. I mean, he's where he is. It's not going to change anytime soon. Drew's on his way up, and these fans know you do too many jobs and you're a geek. Okay? It's
sure
too late for
out.
Finn. It's not too late for Drew yet, so Drew needs to win this match. They've made their own bed here, by the way.
Interesting show. I mean, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off when it comes to telling everyone your show sucks. Now, I just want to say this. I'm going to be willing to give them until after the pay-per-view because obviously they're going to do something with the direction of Raw when it comes to Baron Corbin and it comes to Braun Strowman and that whole situation on Sunday night. But they have told everyone, well, hey, we're sort of listening to you. We know that you think that our show sucks. We're going to say it sucks, and now we're going to have to go from here. And it is an interesting strategy to take because unless you don't fundamentally change something and try to spin around something and make it longer than 1 week, we'll see what happens. I'll be willing to give them something because something is going to give in the main. Whether it's Lars Sullivan, whether it's Bronwyn straight up, whether it's something, there's going to be functionally a direction change seemingly in the main event on TLC when it comes to Raw. We'll see what happens.
I'll be willing
to give them that. I don't know if everybody's going to be willing to give them that after the last couple of weeks.
All right, here's my predictions for TLC, everybody, after watching Raw last night. So the Seth Rollins-Dean Ambrose match for the Intercontinental title, I think there's probably a pretty good chance that Dean wins that belt. I think there's a pretty good chance that happens.
And in my opinion, probably should.
And why? Well, Seth Rollins just won a TLC match last night. I look at the way they book when I make these things here. Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman. Everybody thinks that Braun Strowman is going to destroy Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin will be removed as the GM, and Braun Strowman is going to get his championship match at the Royal Rumble. All right? Obviously, it is going to be Braun versus Brock at the Royal Rumble. They don't have to announce that on December, whatever this day is going to be, December 16th, okay? Royal Rumble's not for another 6 weeks. What are you going to do for 6 weeks of television if you've already built up Braun as champion? I think, one way or the other, Baron Corbin's winning. Baron Corbin's going to become the permanent GM of Raw, so get ready, everybody. And Braun Strowman's going to find some other way to get his championship match at the Royal Rumble over the next 6 weeks, which, of course, he will, and he'll still get his title match one way or the other. That's what I think's happening here. Now, maybe they'll just say this Baron Corbin thing is a disaster. Let's beat him. Let's get it over with. They could do that. But him losing in that TLC match last night and getting buried, and I just look at how they book, and I don't think that's going to happen. Ronda Rousey beats Nia Jax. I think it would be idiotic to do anything else. Daniel Bryan beats AJ Styles. I think there was a reason they took the belt off AJ. A lot of reasons, actually. I think Daniel Bryan's going to remain champion. Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Asuka TLC, I think, is going to be the main event closing the show. And I think Asuka wins. I think Becky and Charlotte, neither of them are the champion. They both have to find some way to get to Ronda Rousey. Drew beats Finn. Elias beats Bobby. Oh, it's a ladder match with a guitar and a pole. Elias beats the guy. Who cares? Doesn't matter. The triple threat tag team match for the SmackDown titles doesn't matter. Bar, New Day, Usos, doesn't matter. Natalya Ruby Riott tables match. I presume Natalya gets a revenge, but it's WWE, so this could go with heat. And Buddy Murphy, Cedric Alexander. I presume Buddy Murphy is... That's, by the way, 11 matches. And they'll probably add more tonight on the SmackDown show. That's
if
a Natalya long show.
Natalya doesn't win, just retire and get out.
Why?
I mean that more from a character point of view.
I mean, she won already. Remember? A few weeks ago, she won.
Oh, yeah, because everybody remembers that. The only thing anybody's remembers
remember.
Is now there's a fat head. You know, I'm sure you will. You
because
know?
I thought it was over.
If she loses, but if she loses like a geek here, gets put through her own table with her father on it, for heaven's sakes. I mean,
yeah, it's
you
heat.
Know. Yeah, heat. It's going to be great.
They'll build it up for another something or other somewhere down the road.
Just pathetic, though. If that's the case, I mean, if you're going to give somebody a happy finish in a match, that's certainly the one to go with.
So that is the lineup thus far. Last night, new tag team champions. The first half hour of this show, longer than that. The first hour was straight out of Nitro.
A lot more than me.
Seth Rollins cutting a promo about how much the show sucks. And then we have AOP and their manager defending the tag titles in a 3-on-2 match. I don't even know why.
Well, they said why, because Baron's a D-bag, and that's essentially why. Now, does it make sense? No, especially when you just had Seth Rollins point out the fact that the Revival keeps losing under Lucha House Party rules, and that's essentially what this is. But the flip side of that is, at least this time, it was the heels, and the cocky heels got caught.
Stupid. Anyway, we'll take phone calls when we come back from the break. More text messages, Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to go to the phones here. I want to mention very quickly, however, that if you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, sticky there at the top, annual Whale Scout fundraiser. The Brian and Vinny shows are all gone. The final one went for $1,300. Huge wow. Thank you to everybody who jumped in there and bid on the Brian and Vinny shows. There are, actually it looks like today is the last day for the fundraiser, and it is currently at $3,481. The goal is $3,500. So $19. Anybody out there with $19? There's a lot of great perks left. You can be the one to send us over the limit here. That's up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Thanks in advance. And thanks to everybody who has already donated. Tax deductible write-off. All proceeds go into Whale Scout. It's awesome. There's a great video up there you can check out to find out what kind of work Whale Scout is doing. And that's that. Really appreciate it. Ted and Philly, you are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. What's up? And first-time caller. I was at both shows Saturday and Sunday for CZW and the House of Hardcore. Both shows are really good, but too many unprotected headshots at the CZW show. And I was there when Cass
not
got
good.
Hurt.
Yeah, what happened with Cass? Good. You were there.
Yeah, I was probably like 30, 40 feet away, like walking around, told other wrestlers and stuff, and he fell like out of nowhere, wrestlers rode by and stuff, and then he looked pale during the day, signed autographs and stuff. He was there before the show started. They came out intermission. It was like chaos. And then Tommy came out and said, cut a promo about PCO and thanking the fans for coming and how he was going to get a WWE superstar, but Triple H put a stop to it at the last minute for his replacement for PCO. And then he brought out the Briscoes, and that was a really good match, them against Teddy Hart and Rich Swann.
So you say that Cass looked pale throughout the day?
Yeah, he looked like his skin tone wasn't right in his face. Like he was like interacting with the fans and all, but he looked real pale during the day when I got to the show.
Man, well, so maybe, I don't know. I'm not a doctor here, but maybe dehydrated, something like that. Who knows?
Never know. Yeah, now, are you a regular on the CZW scene?
No, it's my first show in probably 15 years, but Mercedes Martinez is there also. She fought Layla Hirsch, and that was a pretty good match. And I asked
Go ahead.
I asked Shane Strickland about going to NXT. He goes, don't believe everything you read on the internet, but I know he has to say that. But he lost both nights when he wrestled. So Willie Mack the first night and then a triple threat the following night.
I'm not going to act like I am a fan of that type of product. Obviously, everybody probably knows that I'm not. But there's been a lot of upheaval and changes. And one of the forgotten things when we talk about like Joey Janela's and Game Changer Wrestling is the fact that I guess a lot of that soul came from CZW at one point, and things have dramatically changed for that company. Cage of Death and just CZW in general, first time in 15 years. So you obviously saw highs, and now they're apparently at lows. I mean, is that something you go back to see? I mean, did it have any of the same vibe you remember from back in the day?
I think I would go back because there wasn't that much. Like, there's the barbed wire tables and stuff, but there wasn't that much glass except for the main event. And it was better, more fan-friendly, I think. And I actually got to talk to Rory Golick, too, during the show. He was telling me about Chikara and working for doing the PC Center and all a couple weeks ago. He said he had a good time there. Everything went real well.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate the update, and thanks. Sorry we didn't get to you yesterday. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's going on?
What's going on, Mike and Brian? Moses from San Diego.
Yes, Moses.
So,
calling because I was listening earlier, the AEW to TNT or TBS sounds like a great idea to me. It would have like a WCW feel. You got guys that have names, people you can get behind, and a company that actually wants to show off wrestling. And the reason I say that is because I was at the Raw show last night, and you said the first hour was a Vince Russo show. The first 2 hours were a Vince Russo show. It was terrible. The Nia promo, I hate that she picks the mic. Like, I seen 20 people walk away when she picked the mic yelling my title. And if it wasn't for a TLC match involving Seth Rollins, that show would have died a death that nobody could come back from.
Hey, think about this. You mentioned the first 2 hours. The main event of the show was a TLC match where they got rid of the referee and the guy grabbed the belt and they just rang the bell with no referee. What's the point of even having a referee then?
Truth be told, my entire section was kind of hoping Heath would climb the ladder and grab the belt. That way he wouldn't have to be a crap referee anymore.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Hey, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
I like the promo. And it's not her fault that they sent her out there for a specific period of time, which was too long, you know. But if you could have shaved a little bit off that promo, I mean, I honestly thought, with the exception of the length of it, I thought that the promo was actually really good.
And it was good for the first half, but then there was the length.
I know, but to bomb her for that,
years.
I know, but that's, I don't know. I'm not going to kill her for that or the segment, because I thought it was good. I mean, how the whole thing ended up, you know, granted, chicken-ass heels, they bail from the ring, they do the fake thing about jumping up. I mean, Ember running down at that point, it was just to go ahead and have a match with Tamina, and it was good, you know, it was a way to transition. But, I mean, I don't, of all the issues with the show, I don't think that was one of them at all.
All right, one more call. You're on the air. What's going on? All right, that was fun. All right, let's go to the text messages here. Person wants to know, is Vince Russo secretly booking Raw? I don't think so. Person says, I'm 27. I've been a fan since 1999 when I caught the first SmackDown. I haven't been able to watch full-time since they botched the Nexus angle. My biggest problem when I try to get back into watching regularly is the commentary. It is the absolute worst. Please take some time to trash it. It would brighten my day. We trash it on a regular basis. It sucks. This commentary is so horrible. Like,
I love how Dasha's got to be on a show where we already have. Why can't we just have one backstage interviewer?
Dude, we're not even talking about the backstage
interviews.
Where's
Kayla? I know, but I mean, that's just like, again, read. Do you still have it somewhere around? Read Dasha's introduction last night when talking to Dolph Ziggler, or to, I'm sorry, Seth Rollins.
See if I
read
can
that.
Find it here. Where is it?
I mean, it's so bad that the fake force banter, which they have got to do, whether it's Coach and Corey, whether it's Corey and Renee, and it's just all this is just it makes a long show longer.
Anyway.
And that's if you don't just tune it out and forget about it altogether, which is not beneficial either.
There was a lot of stupid stuff backstage, but I'm more concerned about these idiot announcers on the main. Like, every time they go to the announcers and Michael Cole's there and he's got to act like, you know, everything's really serious. And then on one side, there's Renee, who's got to, like, just throw in some totally goofy line now. And then what's his name?
Corey Graves?
Yeah. Sterling James Keenan over there has to throw in some stupid line about something.
Look at you.
I'm so sick of this stupid commentary. Like, When Corey Graves started, he was great. Now he sucks. When Renee Young started, she was great. Now she sucks. Michael Cole sucks. He sucked his entire career.
Hey,
still sucks. What do you mean, hey? I've been watching this since day one.
Is it? Hey, but
and you know what?
Everybody sucks. But they all started great, which means it's not them, period.
No, Michael Cole's always sucked.
Wow.
You know what? I hear these people go, well, he was really good on the Mae Young Classic or whatever. No, he wasn't. He still sucked, okay? He was better than he is when he sucks on Raw. That doesn't mean he's any good. These announcers are horrible. They're absolutely wretched. This is Dasha's question here. I doubt you expected to be defending your Intercontinental Championship against Baron Corbin tonight in right before your TLC match in an unexpected and dangerous match. What?
Did I say that?
That may have been something you said that they wrote down and then had her say as a rib on me. Oh,
but
man.
But then again, they doubled down because, I mean, it's great. I love Charlie for multiple reasons, but I really like Charlie. Even she had one that was structured
interestingly. Yeah, everyone has to ask all these stupid, moronic questions.
Which proves it's not per se them.
Yeah, she goes, hey, don't you think this matched a little bit of an abuse of power? She says this to Corbin after Corbin was humiliated into accepting the match. He's chided and finally accepts a match. And then Charlie goes, don't you think it's an abuse of power? And even he was like, I just accepted a challenge. What are you talking about? And he's right. Let's see what else people have to say here about this.
I think he popped her, though, when he mentioned her little Instagram. So he seemed like she was trying to not to laugh on that one.
Oh, here we go again. This person here says, sometimes I feel like we're watching two different shows. I liked everything about the show. I thought it was great.
You keep doing this.
Although, finally he goes, Dasha was bad. I'll give you that. Okay, you peaked the mic more than Nia today. I got to turn you down. You're killing me here. Holy smokes.
Uh-huh.
If everyone and everything sucks, why did they get $2 billion for television? How many times do I have to answer this question? Because television as a whole is declining, okay? WWE is declining, and they're declining a lot. But during the negotiation period, their ratings were better year over year. And so they signed this deal. Now their ratings are down horribly year over year. If they were doing their negotiations right now, they wouldn't have gotten a $2.3 billion deal. Let me go back to the numbers that I read at the beginning of the show here, okay? From the UFC and WWE. WWE got a $2.3 billion deal. UFC got a $1.5 billion deal. Do you want to know why one got 1.5 and one got 2.35?
What's that?
Because during the negotiation period, UFC's numbers were down and WWE's numbers were up. That's why. And you know what? Right now, WWE's numbers are at historic lows. So had the negotiation period come along a year later, they wouldn't be getting a $2.35 billion deal. And you want to know what? They got to renegotiate here in 5 years. And so if during that period they're not in a period where they're up year over year, they're not going to get anywhere near this kind of money.
Talking about me.
And this is irrelevant as to whether or not the product sucks.
All that treble in your voice. Also, don't forget, too, that sports rights had continued to climb and have continued to climb, and there still has not been a settlement or correction on that, too, as all this is taking place. Sports rights, period, whether television's down, all that sort of stuff. Live and obviously replay matters somewhat for some of these things, but live sports rights are still on the rise. There's going to be correction there, too. It's just a matter of when.
Well, this person's getting blocked. You just like to troll your fans. It's getting tired. Well, quit listening to the damn show then. Go watch your show that you think is great, that's doing historic record low ratings that everybody thinks sucks, including the people that write the show. And stop listening to this show. Got better things to do.
By the way, are our ratings not the lowest of all time?
No, are you kidding
me?
Not
even close.
Are you kidding me?
I just, when you go and you bury yourself like that, again, this is, I'm willing to give them a little bit of breath here, just because I got to watch it anyway. I'm willing to give them a little bit here, but like, if you don't fundamentally change the show, what would be the point of going out there and bearing it to that degree, noting everything that everyone talks about the show? And I guess you want to look at that as you're instituting some reality. We're pulling from our own headlines. But again, unless you're telling everyone the show sucks, you know the show sucks. So unless you change the show, again, I it's an interesting strategy to take. We'll see if it works.
All right. Are the Chop and Roll Express going to be in the new Crockett Cup? Nope. Not that I know of, at least. That would be pretty cool, actually, but I don't think it's happening. First is, I'd argue the ratings are bad because they don't count... Oh, God, get out of here. I'm blocking that guy, too. You, my friend, have been blocked. I'm actually blocking text messages now. All right, back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
I left my wallet in El Segundo. Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, it's come to this. I gotta start blocking texters here. Man. First, Ed, I've come to realize Observer Live is a gimmick. You will bury WWE no matter what they do. The listeners just want to hear you rant. Well,
nerd.
Listen, but quit texting because you're out of here, baby.
I'll continue to listen.
Of course he will, but I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. Like, if Raw were doing record high ratings, and I was talking about how terrible it is, then maybe there'd be something to this. But it's not. It's doing record low ratings. And so it's not a gimmick. It sucks. The show sucks.
They said it sucks.
They said it sucked. They told you it sucked. You're going to come on here and tell me it doesn't suck?
Yeah.
You out of here? Yeah, you're out of here.
You're lying. Yeah,
out of your mind.
You're out of here, nerd.
All right, with Lesnar's absence fresh in our minds, thanks to the Rollins speech, what do you think is worse, Raw having no world title anywhere in the show for months on end, or the 26 times the title changed hands in 2000? Well, that was much worse, actually. That was much worse. Brock not being there, I mean, he's not there, but like, there should be enough superstars to make the show exciting. Changing the title 26 times in a year is a disaster. No good could come of it. And when people compare Vince McMahon to Vince Russo, at least Vince McMahon, when he's writing this terrible show, it's like everything he does is to build towards the WWE Network event where he wants you to pay $9.99 to watch it. Okay? At least the idea at the end of the day is business. Russo was all about, I got to get ratings for this show. He tanked pay-per-view buy rates. He tanked house shows. He tanked everything. All revenue generators down the tube because he was so concerned about ratings. Vince is at least trying to make money. We're out of time, everybody. Hey, tonight, we'll talk about Retro Raw Nitro from 19 years ago this week. A Retro Nitro! Could it be worse than Raw? The answer is yes. We'll talk about it tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.